Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Dave Matthews Band tickets up for grabs.
Ooh. Yeah. I think I'm going to go to that concert on Saturday, too, so you might see me there.
That's going to be a great
show. Hi, chair. Hi.
I'll be like, leave me alone. I'm enjoying some DMB.
Who's chair?
My wife and I, we have a song. You know, everybody's got a song.
Yeah.
Ours is a Dave Matthews song. Not aww. This one.
I know.
You guys going to cry to it together?
Every time we hear it, we cry.
Oh, never mind.
It is. It's the dumbest thing.
That's it's cute. A ballad, though, right? It has to be.
It's a little bit of a ballad. Yeah. No, it's this one. It's our song.
I love
you
so
it's
much.
A ballad. So, yeah, we're excited. And last time we saw him and the band and the boys in the band, they did a two-night thing, which they're doing again at Fiddler's. But the first night we went to the concert, we didn't hear our song, and it turns out they played it on the second night.
Oh no.
Oh, man, we almost got divorced over that.
You got to go both nights.
What else is going on? Some big baseball news over the weekend. The Rockies unveiled a 15-foot-tall, 800-pound statue of Hall of Famer Larry Walker. I guess it's outside the main entrance to Coors Field, 20th and Blake. It's a pretty solid-looking statue.
Good.
I saw the unveiling. They pulled that big sheet off of it, and I was like, "Yeah, not bad." Is he pretty good? Was Larry pretty good?
Hall of Famer.
He did some stuff.
He's like, "Yeah, Larry Walker."
Well, I'm part of the Blake Street Bombers.
That's right.
So
yeah,
a statue for sure.
Yeah, he's such a cool dude. I remember when he got the call. They always film when the guy gets the call.
For the
Hall of Fame. He was rocking a SpongeBob shirt.
There you go.
He's just such a relaxed, cool dude.
I like him.
Typical Canadian. Like, oh, hey, I made the Hall of Fame. All right, cool. I just love him so much. He looked like a nice guy.
He was out there hugging fans and kissing babies and all that. So
He talked about his dad and got choked up, and it made me choke up, too.
Like me with that Dave Matthews Band song.
Yeah.
The other day we talked about how I want a memorial bench. Wonder if I can get a memorial statue.
Where would you put it?
That might be a little harder.
I don't know. We'd have to figure out. We can put it out in front of the radio station.
Just put it in your front yard. Just of your zone.
What would your pose be? Because you're not an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd be holding a mic.
Okay. Smart.
Or giving the finger shooters.
There you go.
Or just finger me holding shooters. Like a He-Man character.
You could be He-Man.
You could be He-Man with
the
sword.
Put a little loincloth on him.
Bowl cut.
Yeah. All right. We'll flesh this up.
Okay.
Were you at some sort of a Star Wars night with the baseballs?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. The Rockies are so bad, so they do so many theme nights. Look, no, this is the thing. I'm sorry. They are. They do so many theme nights, but that is the thing the Rockies do so well, whether it's CSU, CU night. They do everything for the colleges. Well, over the weekend on Saturday, they did Star Wars night. This is my time to shine.
Absolutely.
Like, I love it so much. So many people were dressed up. I maybe stayed in my seats for 15 minutes of the entire game.
Because
I was
like lightsaber fights?
Dude, everything. First of all, they were selling inflatable lightsabers, which was awesome. All
right.
Then I was chasing down stormtroopers and Darth Vader to try to get pictures with them. I couldn't find Darth Vader. Day ruined. That sucked. But everything else was so cool. They had Star Wars themed food. They had Star Wars themed drinks. I had a blast meeting all the other nerds. First of all, the person I was sitting next to, him and his girlfriend, were like R2-D2 and some other droid. I didn't even know. It was sick. They had those guys. They had so many of those little guys and sand people. And it was just so much fun. Like, the Rockies lost. I didn't even care. I was like, it does. I met Chewbacca, first of all. So you making that sound was awesome. I had so much fun. I seriously stayed in my seats for 10 minutes.
This is like me at Comic-Con. So.
Yes. The nerd in me just came out. I had such a blast.
Was your girlfriend with you?
Yeah, and it was all smiles.
And she stayed with you?
She did was stand behind me the whole time and just film me because I was like, take a picture of this, take a picture of this, take a picture of this. And it was, I had so much fun. It was such a blast.
Oh, that's good.
I saw your picture with your Darth Maul t-shirt.
Yes,
stuff,
of course.
So
I was decked up. I was trying to decide, this is so funny, and I think I'm going to do it next year. I was trying to decide of whether I should actually dress up or not. And I totally got shy, and I didn't, because earlier that day, I had lunch with my mom, and she was like, hey, are you going to the Star Wars? And I was like, yes. She goes, are you going to dress up? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And she's like, I wouldn't do that. I got talked out of it.
She's like, I should have left you at a fire.
By my own mother.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. It's quite the trek. It's an 8,100-foot mountain. And the son started to get too tired. And instead of turning around and taking his son back home, the father completely abandoned him, completely left him on a mountain park bench and said, hey, you wait here. I'm going to go climb the top of this mountain. He really wanted to climb this mountain. So that was at 4:30 in the morning when the boy got too tired. At 7:40, so 3 hours later, the police were notified, and they found this man at the 8th station. There's different stations here as you go up the mountain. They found him at the 8th station and said, you need to return to your son right now. And they're charging him with abandonment, first of all.
Yeah.
His son was found uninjured. He was totally fine other than just being tired. But yeah, this father is in a heap of trouble. That's ridiculous.
This is a feel-good story of the morning right here.
Anything like this.
You know what? Sometimes dads just want some peace and quiet.
Exactly.
It's like if we went hiking with Katie, we would leave her at a bench and just finish.
I think she'd be okay, though.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
It is time for the hype. It's all the big stories of the day. We're pretty darn tapped in, and I should let you know that it is all brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all of their showrooms. Whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen, find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to milehighappliance.com. One of my most favorite days today, because I got a jingle for it. It's National Waffle Day.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! Waffles!
Waffles!
It's just so stupid. It is National...
Like
I know, where do I find this crap? It is National Waffle Day. I think the waffle might be superior to the pancake. It depends. I'm not talking like Lego my ego. That's crap.
No, Belgian.
Yeah.
Like Belgian. Yeah, the thick ones.
The ones that hold the syrup in the...
Oh, hold the syrup like somebody holds me on my honeymoon night.
It's not just, you know, limit ourselves to the sweet waffles.
Yeah.
Because waffles can go so many... I mean, that waffle maker...
Waffles
genius.
Go both ways.
You could put stuffing in a waffle maker to make it savory. Mashed potatoes, like cover it in gravy. No, you really can. These are things you can do.
What just
and
happened?
It's proven. So I'm just saying, there's a lot of ways
you can clean your toilet with them.
There's a lot of ways
you can scrub the tile in your shower with them.
Just about anything in that waffle maker.
You can wash your car with them.
It has been done. I mean, the little grooves make perfect for holding suds to wash your car.
Yeah. What is the weirdest thing you could put in those little grooves?
What?
Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah.
That's always my go-to.
All kinds of stuff you can put in those grooves, Jeremy.
Lysol toilet bowl cleaner, and then you get in there, and you just scrub it away.
Scrub-a-dubber.
Anyway, have a big old fat waffle today. All right, so this is another one of those anyone can make money on OnlyFans.
Oh, no.
People will watch anyone take their clothes off for money. Lauren Ifrid. Her middle, she goes by Punkin. What? She's from Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo, yes.
It's daughter of Mama June, sister of Honey Boo Boo.
Yes.
Pumpkin has officially joined OnlyFans. She's making $15,000 per day.
No. That's,
gosh dang it.
No.
Per day. What is, I should look her up. What does Pumpkin look like?
No.
No.
My mind can't compute that.
No, you can look her up, Jer.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it's the whole thing. It's like it's somebody out there's, you know.
Well,
into
but
it.
She is a little bit of a famous name tied to her, I Pumpkin. Imagine. That well no, but Honey Boo Boo, I mean that whole family, like there is that kind of notoriety tied to her name, so automatically people are gonna search her OnlyFans content. But you're right, this is along those lines of everybody's doing it now.
Oh, her favorite foods are sketty and butter. She says she's doing it for her children. She's doing it to provide her kids a better lifestyle.
Why else would she?
She has kids?
Yeah.
I'm only 6 and I've already had 3 heart attacks, girlfriend.
That's one of my favorite episodes of South Park.
Okay.
Honey Boo Boo.
Okay.
All right. More oversaturation of Dolly Parton. I guess a Dolly Parton avatar is in our future. She's working with a team to create avatar performances in its early stages because, you know, it's been in the news that her health, I think, is kind of declining a little bit. She's been having to cancel a bunch of events and stuff, but Dolly's going to keep on rocking into the future. This would be good at Dolly Land, Dolly Park, Dollywood. Dollywood.
Dolly, there we go.
Dolly Land. It would be nice to have a Dolly Parton avatar there, I would think.
Yeah.
She's also opening a new hotel next month in downtown Nashville. It's called the Song Taylor Hotel. She's opening a museum called The Life of Many Colors. And then she's also working on a line of dog treats with Purina as well.
Of
Dolly Parton dog treats.
So okay.
The oversaturation continues. And then by far my most favorite story of the day, screw all this Spider-Man stuff that's going on right now.
Uh-huh.
Biggest movie of all time. Nicolas Cage is returning for National Treasure 3. This is the news we need to be talking about right here. This is it.
Love that series.
Me too.
I'm so excited for the third one. We've waited, what, 20 years
for it? When was the last one?
2007?
2007, The Book of Secrets. It earned about $500 million globally, so it did all right.
It's so good. Nick, I'm going to steal the Declaration.
Yes.
It's good. It's so good.
All right, so National Treasure 3, you guys.
Hey.
It'll probably go straight to Disney Plus, is my guess.
No, don't do that.
No. What you got, Katrina?
Okay, I got you.
You all right? You awake?
Yes, I'm so awake. All right.
Katie's going on 2 hours of sleep, you guys.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's
because
of
story
all this
behind
bear
it too.
Wait till you hear why.
She was up all night shagging.
Shut up.
No, no.
Shut up.
Shagging a can of Red Bull.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so
that
I know you love.
That sounded inappropriate.
I know you love.
What?
Can we move on to the bear news, sir?
That poor can of Red Bull.
I was thinking about that. I didn't say anything.
That poor Red Bull.
It gives you wings. Sorry, I got no one. Okay. Anyway, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, they responded to the Platt Park neighborhood in Denver. We're talking Pennsylvania and Louisiana after reports came in of a bear in a tree. In Denver. This is just wild to me.
I'm sick of all these bear stories.
Okay, so there were four bear attacks in Colorado
last week at the same time.
This made such national news because in Aspen, Snowmass, Steamboat Springs, and Eagle all had some bear reports because of severe drought, forcing animals to hunt harder for food before winter. So that is why we're seeing all of these bears just out and about. But yeah, there were four attacks in 1 week across Colorado. And so that's what they're really talking about is how it's just ramped up in 1 week across Colorado with this activity. So
there was one in my neighborhood. It was on next door. People were sharing pictures of it.
Yeah.
So now when I go outside, I've got to be careful with my little dog. And
well, yes, absolutely.
The children.
Just be a lot more mindful because they are out and about again in record numbers.
I gave my daughter a hatchet to carry around.
That's smart of you.
Yeah.
You know, teach them young.
Yep.
Teach them young.
And she got a machete thing in her back so she could pull it out, you know, like a
probably
sword.
Looks awesome.
It's kind of BA. Yeah,
yeah she's right. Really, yeah.
She's like, bring it, bears.
Daddy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Good for you. Get it, kid. Yeah, but honestly, they're saying that, like, as far as seeing them, it is everywhere. It's not just
all
like
we
in
know.
The
that's
foothills.
All you talk about.
Well, but then. Jeremy, in a tree in Denver.
A bear in a tree?
If you look at the video of them capturing it, like, the bear falls out of the tree.
Well, they tranquilized it.
Boom. Down goes the bear. Anyway, it's just
what else you got?
Crazy. Okay, how about the Denver Museum of Nature and Science? Because this is big. They officially opened the newly renovated Sturm Family Wing.
Yeah.
The massive East Wing transformation. $20 million donation came in from the Sturm Family Foundation. So it was a really big deal that big of a, you know, donation was put up for the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. It was the largest private gift in the museum's history. So they're looking to open that new wing on Tuesday, September 1st. So they're going to have a big old deal. But have you ever been to that, the Museum of Nature and Science?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hundreds of times.
So
I love the Hall of Life there is my favorite.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, what's new in the wing is, again, the Sturm Family Wing. They're going to have a curiosity lab in there. There's going to be a classroom.
Oh, you just ask
and
questions
also
there?
Community hub. Yeah. You can ask all kinds of questions. Yes,
where do babies come from?
Curiosity.
Why is the sky blue?
They're also
How much does a cloud weigh?
See? You already have questions ready. That's smart of you.
Why does my dog keep licking his butt?
So smart of you, Jeremy, to have them lined up. They also
Why does Katie keep talking about bears?
Because they're everywhere. I mean, in Denver, Jeremy. Okay, so they also have this Infinity Theater there at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. So it's got the advanced visual and sound upgrades in the Infinity Theater. So I believe that's just like all the way around,
yeah, it's
right?
The ceiling one.
So they've got that in there as well as an Infinity Lobby. So right when you come in, you're going to see all kinds of new stuff there in the Sturm Family Ring. And then they also have the plaza that they've added to the Sturm Family Wing. So that's a community gathering area. It connects seamlessly with City Park. So it is kind of neat, all the stuff that they've added to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, if you get a chance to check out all of the upgrades. And then one more story, because I know you're going to love this. It is the third annual Park Hill Cat Tour scheduled for this Sunday. Okay. So they have sessions. Okay, one at 9, one at 1, and what it is, I just love this so much. It's a free whimsical community event, one. Two, it brings cat lovers together, and what you do is you walk around Park Hill, and you admire the local felines that lounge in windows and hang out on their porches and ride along. In pet strollers.
Oh, man.
I knew you would love it.
All right.
So you're just walking around Park Hill, looking in people's windows, checking out their cats. That is the Hill Cat Tour.
Not bad at all. Right? Good for peeping Toms.
I knew you would like it. And if they're hanging out on the porch, they're just riding along in the pet strollers.
Found one.
This is your prime cat peeping time.
All right.
Just saying. Yeah, there you go. There's your Maha hype. I liked it.
That's pretty good.